You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Behind the Mask.
What's good? Another episode of Behind the Mask podcast. I'm excited because we got the young homie, another Ole Miss brethren here. So Auburn is underrepresented right now.
Man, here you go again.
You know what I mean? We got the young homie, Elijah Moore, wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns in the building.
What's up, baby?
What's good, family?
What's good, my boy?
What's good? Appreciate you guys having me.
Appreciate you coming by, man. So how you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. Another day.
Another day in paradise?
Yes, sir.
For sure. For obviously been in the league a couple years now. Also represented by the homie, Torrey Dandy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about your transition from an electric wide receiver at Ole Miss now into the NFL, man.
I feel like for me, it's the biggest dream I ever could have had, you know, and I know everybody speaks on that. I've been wanting to be in the NFL since I told my mom, just like when I was 6 years old, that I wanted to be in the NFL, you know, so that's just a milestone that I've always wanted to touch. And my transition from Little League to high school to college to the league now has been nothing but a blessing, you know. I can't thank God enough, for real.
Yeah, you talk about the transition. New York is gone.
New York
is done. Yeah, now you in Cleveland, fresh start, a hell of a season for y'all, an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
To see your starting quarterback go down, and you still win, bro. Talk about the transition, what it meant for you going through that.
It's kind of been low key, been like something I kind of been dealing with since I got in the league. I feel like having different quarterbacks is something I always been going through. Right. Really, as far as life, you know, since I was young. So it hasn't really been an obstacle that I just kind of look at. You know, at the end of the day, like you have to embody the phrase, I guess, of the next man up, you know, because you go into a season and you thinking everything's going to be pretty, you know, and it ends up not being exactly what you thought, you know. So, of course, you know, we started off, Deshaun, I'm hearing, I'm getting into Cleveland, I'm like, okay, I got D4, I'm watching the highlights, I'm really locked in on him every single day. And then I had the opportunity to train with him in the offseason and really lock in and see him up close again, because my first time seeing him was actually at the opening when I was coming out, and he just had that crazy championship season. He was coming back to the opening, and everyone was looking at him, and I'm like, damn, he just did his thing the other day. You know, so having a representation to have him now again in front of me and him actually being my quarterback and seeing it up close, the fellowship that he did with the guys, you know what I'm saying, how locked in he is, how he goes about his everyday life.
Right.
And just learning from a quarterback, you know, at the end of the day, they're the people with the real bucks.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's true.
My transition from seeing him it was truly a blessing for me. I feel like I grew as a player and as a person.
Oh, that's dope.
Yo, so we do this thing on Behind the Mask podcast. We like, there's always a moment when you've been baptized into the NFL. You like, this is my welcome to the league moment. So what was Elijah Moore's welcome to the league moment, bro?
I feel like for me, because of where I'm from, I kind of like always have a chip on my shoulder, so I ain't really want to like, I wanted to stay away from that moment as much as I could.
Yeah, when you out.
Yeah, no. I really wasn't going for none of that.
Yeah, facts.
But, you know, you really can't help it. So I would say for me, we was playing the Broncos. And usually, like, after I get a quick little hit, I'm usually up now, you know. And then I just remember getting a jet sweep going to the left. I got smacked out of bounds. I don't even remember who hit me. I ain't gonna lie. That was, like, my first concussion again and everything. And ain't gonna lie, like, I was just like, okay, this is the lead. Like, you can't tiptoe through them holes. Like, you really got to get right.
Yeah, you got
to
get right.
You know, so that was, like, a big moment for me to be like, I got to drop that thing. You know,
yeah.
Whatever, I'm coming through the hole. So that was it for me.
We see so many receivers, especially come out of Ole Miss, especially with the resurgence of Lane Kiffin. Big fan of him. Like, we talked earlier on ESPN SEC Network. I want to go back to college, though. Like, what – Lane has this certain knack of being able to get kids to come play for him from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all coaches. But he excels at pulling kids out of the portal from different schools. Mm-hmm. What is this man selling down there?
It's really hard to explain him, if you want me to be honest. I feel like all he does, he just knows talent, you know, and I know everybody says that they know talent. And with us being players, we could probably pick and be like, he's going to be good, he's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's actually one of the first representations that sees it how we see it.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
That's what makes, that's what you think what makes him different.
Yeah, because he's getting everybody from the crib.
Yeah.
You know? So for me, that's what I know. He's, or he's, you know, Cali, all the big spots. And he's, I feel like, is choosing from spots that a lot of athletes come out of. So I just feel like when a person got an eye for, you know, you got to respect that he's been doing it for a long time. The first day I got there, you know, he kind of moves a little bit like famous awkward, you know, like he's like, he got his own swag to him, and I can't even really like put my finger on it, what it is and why he does it.
But
I ain't gonna lie, you just respect it.
Yeah. You got the, he got the swag. He got the juke now.
He be on his J's. He be on his drip. Like
he got an ill little aura.
He do.
He got a glow, but it ain't like the Michael Jordan glow. Nah, but it's like, well, that's lame.
Yeah.
That's kid.
He got his own swag for sure.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Yeah. So coming from South Florida, obviously a hotbed of talent too. Who are some of the guys that you either played against or with in high school that, you know, made it to the league like you did?
Really the whole league, man. To be honest with you, right now, all the guys that's doing their thing right now, you know, as far as my class, like, I went to school with Sante Samuels, Al Blades. My whole team was like, if Bama came and Ohio State came and all these teams came, they were off of, like, the whole team.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I had the opportunity to play with 35 D1 players going to Power 5, going to all these schools. So it was really, like, a true blessing for me. But to answer your question, the whole league, Pat Surtain, Tyson Campbell, Jerry Jeudy, everybody, everybody. Zay Flowers.
What is it about ball though down there that just? I'm from New York. It was literally, I could count on one hand the amount of us that went to the league. It's me, Keith Bullock, Adewale Egunglie. Probably that's it. Yeah. Three people. You know what I'm saying? What is it about the talent down there that, you know, that y'all just get right like that?
To be honest with you, I feel like most people who get up on here and speak, I feel like they're gonna say that it's just in the water. It's where we from.
From the mother.
But, you know, I feel like it's like the struggle. You know, I feel like a lot of people from where I'm from, because that's my only example, because everyone's the main character in their life, right?
Yeah.
For my example, it's you don't really want to go home. You know, you got to stay on the field. And that's how, like, you know, you get around people, they don't talk at first, right? You know, they don't really do nothing. They don't really act too friendly. And then you get in a session, and then you get in a session, and you working out, and then you get to know these cats. It's like, then them boys cool for real.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a way for all of us really not to probably be in the environment that we wanted to be in. And then just loving football, you know, like when we go work out and we have group sessions, the whole crib in a group session. You know, like every single Sunday I used to go to a camp growing up called Sly Johnson Camp. One-on-ones every single Sunday. And like from a JIT, like I had to go with the older dudes. And I couldn't tell you, it used to be flooded. Like 40, 50, 60 kids, Ohio State offer right here. You got all these dudes who committed to all these big schools, and you going against them young.
Yeah.
And then you go see 2 days later, you see their kids or their brothers and sisters training too from a young age. You know, I got a trainer, Gofi Global, I've been with since I was young. And he really like started that foundation for me as far as having those kids out there learning the craft, really understanding your movement.
Yeah.
And really having to, you know, apply it. So I feel like for us, it's just falling in love with it and not really wanting to be in the environment that you're around all day, you know? Because not everybody's environment is good.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny you say that because we didn't have as many players. I grew up in a small rural town in Georgia, south of Augusta. And it was the same thing. Out of my high school alone, we had at least 7 guys made it to the NFL.
Yeah.
And what I see is like almost as iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And you always kind of move with the chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So does that kind of explain that, like the culture that you guys created for you to walk around with a chip on your shoulder?
I feel like that exact phrase embodies the exact example of what I think it is for all of us, you know. And you don't really realize it until you go other places that that is the mindset of them too.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, everyone's the main character in their own life. So for me, I didn't know anything else. I didn't know somebody else from Georgia or, you know what I'm saying, felt like that as well. But the environments as far as, you know, that's why they call it the 1%.
Yep,
the nobody 1%. Really can make it, you know what I'm saying, because it's not just football. You know, it's character. It's all this stuff that people don't understand, that I feel like people don't understand, builds up to making it that far. Like, you got to know how to have conversations. You got to know when to be quiet and when to speak. Like, you got to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So that iron sharpens iron, not even just on the field, in life. Yeah. Like, okay, he's raw, but he ain't living right. He's raw, but he got straight A's. He's raw, and he's doing this. It's like you pick and choose from who you need to pick and choose from.
Right.
Y'all talked about iron sharpens iron. Ole Miss, everybody knew we had this thing called NWO.
You know it.
The nasty wideout.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying? We want to be our wide receiver. In my opinion, we have some of the most gangster wide receivers that ever played.
Yes,
that's in the league right now, representing. Of course, you're one of them.
I can't even deny that.
You
though.
Can't deny it, bro. Sir. But talk about how the big homies, DK, my nephew, and AJ Brown, what they meant to you, obviously, in your progression and playing the game, bro.
So for me, man, it's really like I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if it wasn't for that. Like, they're the only specific reason why I went to Ole Miss.
Mm.
You know, like, I tell this story often, you know, because my family and people around always asking, like, why did I not stay at the crib?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Why did I not pick a different school? Why Ole Miss? You see what I'm saying? And really, when I got there, when I went on my visit,
the bag.
I truly didn't.
Got it.
No.
It's NIL for the NIL.
Yeah.
I wish I was in that right now.
It ain't naming Miss
Enlightenment. I know y'all. Listen. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's another topic. Go ahead.
It was really like, to be truthful, I didn't think they was that good. Like, I'm watching their highlights, I'm like, this look too easy.
Right.
And the other side of that was like, they're bigger dudes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's nobody that can do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was picking a school, like, everybody's going to Miami, everybody's going to Ohio State, everybody's going to Bama, but at these schools, it's one set roles. You got to wait your turn or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I tried to look at the best opportunity for me, even if it was far. I kind of looked at the outcomes of how I had to grow too. Like, I'm a big mama's boy, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm really close to my family, and I didn't know how to do a lot of things. So I feel like in order for me to learn what I had to learn, I had to go away.
Yeah.
You know, so that definitely played a factor too. But having AJ and DK, like, shaped everything for me. Like, they taught me, like, hard work. They taught me how to wash clothes. They taught me how to drive far. You see what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of things that I didn't understand. Like, they taught me how to be by myself. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things that people sleep on, that I feel like I learned with just being under their wing. And then them just going at it.
Yeah.
You know, that was something to see as well. And I know that everybody knows that for how they dominating now. And it was only something that, it's funny because we used to sit there and watch all these people, and now everybody's watching us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a true testament. You know, I really wouldn't be where I'm at without them, without that example.
Oh, that's dope, bro.
Yeah.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black-led products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotchporter Beard Balm is tool approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black-led brand, we open the door for the success of another black-led brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Give me one of your best Lane Kiffin stories. Because we always, like, I'm always, like, I like Lane.
Yeah.
I talk my shit, but I do like Lane, though.
Yeah.
You know, I rocks with Lane.
So when I first got there, I know you guys know, like, when I did a little P thing, Mississippi State.
Yeah, whatever,
right?
Yeah,
so he came up to me when he first got there and was like, come here. He pointed at me. He got this, like, non-cool salon thing about him, like, come over here. Came over here, I topped it up with him. He was like, I don't care about none of that you did. He was like, that wasn't with me. I don't care about none of that. It doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? You was just having fun living. He was like, it matters what you do right now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He was like, from what I hear and from what I watch, I'm going to need you to go home this offseason, like this little time we have all summer, whatever it was, and I'm going to need you to run. Because if I got LeBron and Dwayne Wade on my team, LeBron and Dwayne Wade are getting the ball every play.
Right.
So he was like, so make sure you in shape or else you not going to get it. And I was like, bet. So I did exactly what he said. I went home. I went straight to Gophie. I went straight to Sly, straight with the homies. And as soon as I touched down, man, we grind. every single day. Mm-hmm. And I came back and made sure I was ready for that.
That's what makes Lane Kiffin.
Nah, no cap. No cap. And his track record, you got to look at what he did with some of the guys before. You got to think, my teammate now, Mark Cooper.
Yeah.
You got to look at those stats. Marquise Lee, these people he had that was breaking records and doing what they do and are still doing their thing, you know? So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, for sure. If you play receiver, you need to go to Ole Miss now.
Oh,
you heard it.
Can we leave something for Auburn for a little bit?
Nah. Offense.
Nah.
Go there.
And we got that NIL bag coming too, bro. It's over for y'all. OV.
Back.
Chalk it up right now.
Change your name to Saran because it's a rap. It's over, yo. Check it. Growing up as a Jet, bro, I know you had aspirations of making it to the league. So who were some of the receivers that you looked up to as a young homie?
Oh, my God. And people laugh at me for this because truly, I don't really know too many people. And I think in a way that helps me because I have respect and I feel like I have a lot of humility once I do my research. But like, bro, I was a kid that just kind of watched the people who was in front of me.
Mm.
You know, obviously I did my research. We got Amari Cooper. We got literally probably every receiver, if you break it down, they probably from Florida. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But my examples were the people in front of me. The Jerry Judy's, the Sam Bruce's, RIP. You see what I'm saying? The people who like established, and I think that I stole from their game was so much people in front of me. You know, like if I can go back and give props and give a thank you to so many people I stole their game from, I give out so many thank yous.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, but I really watched everybody. You know, I studied the game. AB was my prime example. You see what I'm saying? Like, so yeah.
Well, bro, we appreciate the time, man.
Yes, sir, respect.
Not too many times we get a chance to see. We don't see you on no podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
We ain't seeing you in mainstream.
Oh, really?
So we appreciate you coming to bless us with the presence and the knowledge on me.
Absolutely, man.
Right on.
Much love. Keep doing your thing, fam.
Already.
Always been a fan. But now I'm next level. Make sure.
Go
on in and see what my partner talking
about. Yeah. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man.
Already.
Behind the Mask.